Good morning, welcome to The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan and this is your fast fun hit of sport for Wednesday the 20th of January. So let's rip straight into what matters in the sporting world today. Last year, The Last Dance documentary detailing the NBA career of Michael Jordan grabbed eyeballs around the world.
The inbounds pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Eagle. Good! The Bulls win it!
And it left every other sporting code thinking,
I'll have what she's having.
And yesterday, the AFL released the trailer to their Last Dance.
I just grew up on the game. You love something, don't know any different.
Sick and tired of dealing with racism. It affects me personally.
Making Their Mark is an Amazon Prime production that was filmed last year following players, coaches and officials around the league during the 2020 season.
Friends and flakes. It's all in.
And while it won't come out until March 12th, it has certainly wet the whistle of those who can't wait for the upcoming AFL season to get underway. To check out the full trailer, head to this podcast's Instagram page at thescorecardau. The last time a touring cricket team beat Australia at the Gabba, Bob Hawke was RPM, Home and Away had just gone to air for the first time, and the number one song in Australia was... And then yesterday, for the first time since 1988, India delivered a victory for the ages.
India, incredible! Rishabh Pant is the star! India win the test! They win the series! And they win the hearts and minds of cricket fans all around the world! Test cricket's heart is beating hard, it's beating true!
Despite the best efforts of Pat Cummins, who busted his ass to finish with 4 wickets for just 55 runs off 24 overs, India chased down the 328 runs required for victory with 3 wickets still in hand, thanks largely to 21-year-old rookie opener Shubman Gill's 91 and wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant, who hit the match-winning runs to finish not out 89. And while India celebrates, Australia commiserates and must answer some tough questions ahead of next month's test tour of South Africa. Is Tim Payne's time up as Australian captain? Has Mitchell Stark just run out of petrol? And can Matthew Wade please stop throwing his wicket away?
Wow, tough question.
Over to you, Justin Langer. As Quarantina Palooza, aka the build-up to the Australian Open, continues in Melbourne, Bernard Tomic's girlfriend Vanessa Sierra has been knocked off her perch for the dumbest comment made in quarantine.
Today is supposed to be our first training day. I think it's been delayed again.
Sorry, Ness, but please welcome in your new dumb comment champion. Men's world number 13 and former Australian Open quarterfinalist Roberto Bautista Agut.
It looks like you're in prison, huh?
Is this it? With Wi-Fi?
It's the same as jail, but with Wi-Fi. As far as I can tell, Roberto's been a professional tennis player since he was 21, and my research, albeit brief, didn't discover any stints behind bars for the Spaniard. So, seems to me Roberto's talking out of his ass.
These people has no idea about tennis, about practice courts, has no idea about anything. So, it's a completely disaster. It's not Tennis Australia, it's the people from the government. I did work in the room, but... it's not the same.
Oh, how inconsiderate of the Victorian government to prioritise the health and well-being of the nearly 5 million people that live in the city of Melbourne over your training.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
Meanwhile, two-time Women's Oz Open champion Victoria Azarenka has shown her class by penning a note asking her colleagues for cooperation, understanding and empathy for the local community that has been going through a lot of demanding restrictions that they did not choose but were forced to follow. Pay attention, Roberto. If you want to read Azarenka's full note, you can check out the Scorecard's Twitter and Instagram feeds at thescorecardau. The NRL star players have embraced the philosophy of Disney's High School Musical. After 6 months of negotiations between the NRL and the Rugby League Players Association, the two parties have come to an agreement on the details of a new collective bargaining agreement.
NRL players have agreed to a 6% pay cut for the next 2 years to offset revenue the game has lost during the pandemic. Origin match payments will remain at $15,000, half of what they were pre-COVID. All players are desperately hoping they don't have to enter another strict bio-bubble.
Yes, the game's representative stars will cut their match payments for State of Origin and international tests by 50% to ensure that the salaries of minimum wage players in the NRL aren't impacted by the 6% cut in the salary cap. The new deal has been described by both NRL CEO Andrew Abdo and Rugby League Players Association Chief Executive Clint Newton as fair, which means that neither party is really happy with the outcome, which probably does mean that it is a very fair deal. There it is, your fast, fun hit of sport for Wednesday, the 20th of January. Now, if you happen to have the phone number of an Australian cricket player today, flick them a funny gif. They're going to need cheering up. And if you don't, instead of a gif, just flick us a 5-star rating and a review. That'll cheer me up. I'm Liam Flanagan. We'll see you tomorrow on The Scorecard.